I guess. All right, so let me start. Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So Prashnopanishad Chapter 2 Mantra 10. यदा त्वं अभिवर्षसि अथे मा प्राणते प्रजाः आनन्दरूपास्तिष्ठन्ति कामायान्नं भविष्यतीति. सो दिस् इस् द न्यू श्लोका वी आर् रीडिङ्ग् टुडे. सो हियर् सन् गाड् सूर्यभगवान् इस् ग्लोरिफैड् एस् दि कास् आफ् रेन्, which is very important for the survival of all living beings. And how do rains come? We all know the ocean waters are about 3/4 of whatever it is, and which we cannot drink anyway. So water everywhere, not a drop to drink. So if you have to create a desalination plant, for example, it's very expensive, but Lord has created a cosmic desalination plant, that is Lord Surya with infinite energy evaporates part of the ocean, goes and forms clouds, and the clouds are above the ocean. So if the rain goes into the ocean, that is also no use. Therefore, the clouds have to be transported to the land side. And how to transport tons and tons of water? Lord has created another transporter called Vayu Bhagavan or Vayu Tattvam. So Vayu blows the clouds and it comes to the land and we get rains. The whole country's economy is dependent upon Lord's grace. And which Lord? Hiranyagarbha as Surya or Vayu or Varuna, whichever God we want to call, all are different manifestations of the same Hiranyagarbha. So when the clouds are formed and rains pour, what is the response of the starving living beings? How do we react? That is described here. We have to imagine. So, he Prana, he Hiranyagarbha, he Ishvara, yada tvam abhivarshati. When you pour down as though the sky has just opened up completely. So that is called Abhivarshati. When you pour down, atha, then, he prana, te ima prajaha, all these living beings, they are all waiting for rain now. Because their livelihood depends on what? On rain. And that too, the most important thing is, it should rain at the right time and at the right place. Kale varshat parjanyaha. Because wrong time rain, if it comes, it will destroy the crops. Right amount also, ativrishti, anavrishti, they are also problems. Right amount and right time, that will certainly happen if we maintain the harmony of nature. If human beings maintain ecological balance, then nature will also give its bounty to us. But the moment we violate, then nature also will play truant. Therefore, Kale Varshatu Parjanyaha. Then what is the consequence? Prithivi Sasya Shalini. Let there be greenery everywhere. So Deshoyam Kshobarahitaha. Let there be no famine at all in the country. So Brahmanasantu Nirbhayaha. So the Niramayaha. So Brahmana means the not the caste, the followers of our Vedic tradition. Therefore, ima prajaha, all these children of Hiranyagarbha, therefore te prajaha, when the rains come down, what is the response? Ananda rupaha tishtanti. They all jump with joy. When we were children, we go out, we play, all the paper boats and all we make and put in the stream of all this rain water that goes around the street. Thus children as well as elders, all farmers, they enjoy, they rejoice. So deficient rain means stress in economy. We have to chant these 9 stotras, there are so many shlokas, and then we will have sufficient and plenty of rain. This is all the belief. And why are people very happy? What is the reason behind their joy? Kamaya annam bhavishyati. We will get plenty of food, as much as we want, kamaya, to our desire, to our satiation, to our tripti, annam bhavishyati, there will be food. Therefore, hey Hiranyagarbha, you are responsible for our survival and happiness. Kamayam annam bhavishyasi. That bhavishyati, that should be within quotes. This is the thought of the people. Iti ananda rupaha tishtanti. They are happy with this thought, all these people. Mantra 11. Pratyastvam pranai karshi ratta vishvasya tatpatihem vayamadhyasya dataraha pitatvam matarishvanaha. So the glory of prana tattvam, both at the micro, at the vesti level, and at the macro, total, samashti level, is talked about here. So, he prana, addressing prana, tvam vratyaha asi. Vratyaha is a Vedic ritualistic expression. It is a jargon. And normally, it has got a negative connotation. But here it is used in a positive sense. First, we should know what is the negative common meaning. Common meaning among the people. According to Vedic culture, we are all supposed to study the scriptures. It's a part of Hinduism or Dharma. Because in Pancha Mahayajna, one of the yajnas is what? Brahma Yajna. Study of scriptures. Minimum at least Bhagavad Gita, a person should be reading. At least study once and completely perhaps. Initially, the aim is to read and study the meaning. That itself is a great achievement. And thereafter, the next aim is what? Mere study is not enough. One has to follow that also. Practice what is learned. So, Pancha Mahayajna is part of Vedic teaching. It is not for study, but we have to practice that also. And for this study of the scriptures, they have got a rite of passage. So, a ritual in which a person gets into the Vedic studies. Just as we have, you know, Aksharabhyasa before going to school. That also, how many people follow these days? Not many. So, Aksharabhyasa, introducing the alphabets, the letters and all that. In fact, the word Akshara has got two meanings. One is the alphabetic letters, and another meaning for Akshara is Brahman, God. Akshara means Aksharam par Brahma Paramam, Gita. So, what is the aim? Ultimately, you should get educated. One has to get educated and gradually grow spiritually, contribute and get to other Aksharam. Aksharam means Brahman or God. So, Aksharam, alphabets, to Aksharam, Brahman. So, first aim is reading the scriptures. And that ritual is called Aksharabhyasaha or Upanayana Samskara. The sacred thread ceremony or Aksharabhyasaha, we can call it. So, both of them correspond to entry into education. Until then, you are a Prakrita Purushaha, a person who is doing things according to his own nature, whims and fancies. Once a person gets educated and follows, then that person gets converted from Prakrita Purushaha to a Samskrita Purushaha, a refined person. Since the Vedic education is meant for refinement, it is called a Samskaraha. So, Aksharabhyasa and Upanayanam, all those things, they both are called Samskara, a ritual for refining the baby into a cultured, a civilized, a disciplined, obedient human being. Obedient to Shastras. And Raga Dvesha based life to Dharma Adharma based life transition. This is called Samskara. And who does not have a feel in the Vedas, who does not have feel in scriptural study, who does not believe in Aksharabhyasa or Upanayana Samskara and all, naturally that person will not follow if he doesn't have a feel for any of those. So whosoever doesn't believe in this transition from unrefined to refined person, that person is called Asamskrita Purushaha, a Nastikaha. And the Vedic jargon for that particular thing is Vratyaha. So, it means samskara rahitaha, one who doesn't go through these rituals and the inner refinement process. Remember, when there is food in your plate, and if you are chanting Anna Purne, Sada Purne, Shankara Pranavallabe and all that, that means that is your samskara. You don't take food for granted. You appreciate the grace of the Lord. That is refined way of living. Suppose you go to a buffet and take the food walking. No prayer, nothing is there. Such a person is called Vratyaha. A traditional Hindu can never imagine a thing like that. Even if he goes to a buffet, he will take the food and sit somewhere, not standing. Sit somewhere and then close your eyes and just recite. Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutvam Praninam. So all those slokas, whatever he knows, he will recite.
If he doesn't know any shloka, at least within himself he will say Govinda, Govinda, Govinda 3 times mentally and then eat the food. Similarly, when there is a group of people sitting together and somebody is serving, the moment my leaf is full, I keep on eating. Some people do. People do not know the basic disciplines also of the samskaras. Remember, if a person is a Samskrita Purushaha, one is not supposed to eat until everybody is fully served. And the main dish also must be served, especially Anna. Thereafter, Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavi, Brahmagno, Brahmanahutam, all those things are all recited. Now these samskaras are all going away. So right from getting up to going to bed every day, this is a samskara. That is a refined way of living. Therefore, Vratyaha is a person who is an unrefined person. Unrefined what? Religiously, spiritually, culturally, Vedically, all those things. As a person who is a Sanatana Dharmi, he is not refined. So, it is a negative word in the common sense. But here, Ishvara is called Vratyaha or Hiranyagarbha. Look at that. Vratyaha, if you take a dictionary meaning, that's what we said so far is the meaning. But now here we have to go to Acharya, Shankaracharya. He ingeniously explains that. He says, Bhagavan does not require any process of refinement. Why? Where there is impurity, then mala nivritti or dosha nivritti is needed. Guna adhanam, removing dosha and adding guna is called samskara. So samskara is called guna adhanam. So removing all the doshas, all the malas, and adding good gunas. Bhagavan does not require removal of any dosha at all because he is ever free from dosha. He does not require addition of guna also. Why? He is always full with all gunas. And therefore, he doesn't go through upanayanam ceremony also or any of the samskaras. He doesn't require jata karma, namakarana, annaprashana, aksharabhyasa, all these. That is reason number one. Therefore, he is without samskara and so he is a vratyaha. And the second explanation Acharya gives is, generally, these samskaras are done by whom? By the parents. The upanayanam, the initial samskaras, they are done by the parents. Now, Lord cannot have samskara because there are no parents for Lord. Because he is the universal parent of all without a parent for himself. That is why there is a joke. Parvati, it seems, wanted to marry Shiva. You know why? Because she will not have a mother-in-law. In everything, there is some interpretation, you know. People try to interpret in so many ways. So here, Vratyaha means ever pure, not requiring any refinement whatsoever. So, he pranam tvam Vratyaha asi. Then the next glory is Eka Rishihi. These are all very tough words to understand. Eka Rishihi. This is also another Vedic jargon. Especially the Veda Purva Bhaga. You know, the Veda Purva Bhaga is the Karma Kanda portion that deals with the rituals. Now, where are we now? We are now studying Upanishads. We are in the Veda Anta Bhaga. So, we are better off now. In Vedanta, jargons are far less. Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna, Hiranyagarbha. These are all Vedantic jargons. We have already seen all of them. But in Veda Purva Bhaga, the technical words are so many. And they are all highly complex also. We rarely get these portions in Vedanta. But now and then we get that in Veda, you know, in some kind of jargons. And what is that here? Eka Rishihi. So here we'll briefly mention. We will not go into the details now. For example, fire has to be used for rituals. Many yajnas and all when we have, we use fire for rituals. And for that, they have to kindle the fire in a ritualistic manner. Chanting appropriate mantras. Not only that, after kindling the fire has to be installed in the Homa Kunda, in an appropriate trough on the earth. The fire has to be transferred from where it was generated to into the Homa Kunda. And the Homa Kunda should have a shape depending on the type of ritual. For example, sometimes it would be a square shaped one, sometimes it would be circular, sometimes semicircle, depending upon the ritual. And once that is done, the fire is not like an ordinary fire anymore. It is a special fire. You offer oblation only into that fire, not to any other fire. So these fires also have got special names. Garhapati Agni, Dakshinagni, Ahavani Agni, Sabya Agni, so Avasati Agni, there are so many Agnis. So different names of fires meant for different rituals are given. Similarly, the people who belong to the Atharvana Veda, they have to kindle the fire in a particular manner and offer oblations. And that Atharvana Veda fire, that can be kindled only by followers of Atharvana Veda. Atharva Vedis only can kindle that fire. For example, a Rikvedi or a Yajurvedi, they cannot do that. And that Atharvana Veda ritualistic fire is called Eka Rishihi. That fire is called Rishi here. No dictionary meaning at all. Eka means one. Rishi means saint. So one saint. No, it is not that meaning. So Eka Rishihi is the name of the Atharvana Veda Agni. And here the Upanishad says that Agni also you are. Why he is specifically referring to Atharvana Veda Agni here? We have to remember. Because why not some other Agni? Because Prashna Upanishad belongs to Atharvana Veda. And we saw this word in the Muntaka Upanishad also, towards the end. Actually, Muntaka Upanishad and Prashna Upanishad are supposed to be complementary to each other. Tade tat richabhyuktham kriyavantaha shrotriyaha brahmanishtaha swayam juhvanta yekarishihi shraddayantaha. We saw this shroka. In Muntaka Upanishad, there it is said, those who purified the mind, worshipping Ekarishi fire. In Muntaka Upanishad. So that fire is named here. So Ekarishi means is the fire. So O Prana Shakti, Prana Devata, you are that Ekarishi Agni also. And the next word is Atta. In the form of the Agni Devata, the Lord, he receives all oblations. And since Agni consumes all oblation, Ekarishi, that Agni, is called Atta. Atta means to eat. Atta means eater or consumer. Or this as Agni Tattvam. So, the one who is the greatest consumer, whatever you put in the fire, it consumes. And Vishwasya Satpatihi, at the macro level, you are the noble maintainer, the ruler of entire cosmos. Vishwa means cosmos. Patihi, the governor or the ruler. So, by maintaining all the laws in the perfect manner, so Atta, Bishasmat Vatapavate, Bishodeti Suryaha, Bishasmat Agnischendrascha, Mrityurdhavati. So, by out of fear of the cosmic order, the wind blows, the sun shines, the Agni and Indra, they all function. Even Mrityudevata, they all function based on the cosmic perfect order. So Agni, Surya, they are all doing their duty. All because of one boss being present. Just for example, as in a corporation, as long as the boss is there, people come and go in time. That presence, that sannitya matram. Similarly, you know, Bhagavatasya presence, the presence of the Lord makes the natural order. Therefore, you are the efficient ruler of the entire cosmic makeup. And what is your job? Vayam adyasya dataraha. We are not able to manage even one home properly. Oh Lord, I wonder how you manage the entire cosmos. So many kartarams are there, each one having different type of karma. And all the karma palam must be given appropriately. And not only at individual level, at the family level must be matched. Why this person should marry this person? That is karmapalam. And why does this person get such children? Again karmapalam. Therefore, everything happens because of the law of karma. That should be perfectly tallied. And what can we do? We can only admire the Lord. That is what every scientist does. Einstein, he recognized God only in the form of harmony of the universe. He said, I cannot appreciate a personal God sitting somewhere. But when I look at the orderliness, I have to appreciate. And what is your appreciation? By offering, our appreciation is by offering water oblations or flowers to the Lord. So, water, all those things by doing argyam oblations, homa, or offering puja flowers. So, adyam. Adyam means oblations. Vayam adyasya dataraha. That is why the day has to start with thanksgiving. Every day is thanksgiving for us. for, you know, here we had Thanksgiving Day, no, only one day in a year. For us, every day is Thanksgiving Day. According to Vedas, every single day must be a Thanksgiving Day. While we were sleeping, that breathing did not stop. We are still breathing and getting up. What is the proof? We are here now. I am here, you are there. Therefore, thank God, we survive. Getting up first thing is, thank God, I am continuing to breathe. I should say, thank God. We cannot do anything else. And O Lord, Pitatvam Matarishvanaha. Matarishva means, literally means Vayu. Vayu, Prana Shakti. Here, Matarishva refers to Vayu, the Prana Shakti. Vayu is called Matarishva because he moves in the atmosphere. Matari, Matari Akashe Swayati Iti Matarishvaha. So, and Sambodhana is Matarishvan. So, the one, here the Matarishvan that in is dropped because of, again, Chandasa Prayoga. So, Prana Devata, Pitanaha, you are the protector for all of us. Pita, so here, Matarishva, don't think is mother and all. So, Matarishva is the one that moves about. And then, you are the protector of all of us, Pita, protector. And Pati, Iti, Pita. So, caregiver, you are the protector. So, whatever children want, the one who gives, he is Pita. And they say, the thin atmosphere, which runs into few kilometers, but taking the size of the earth, that atmosphere is like a very skin of an apple. So thin, like the size of the earth. So the apple is like the earth. The atmosphere, which the earth only has, elsewhere you have no moon. If you have to go to moon or anywhere, there is no atmosphere at all. We cannot live in those places. We cannot even talk because your sound will not be carried. Because Vayu is not there. Uniquely, atmosphere Bhagavan has blessed us with. And this is so valuable and important. The more you study the glory of the atmosphere, the more you appreciate the glory of the Lord. And what we humans do, we very consistently, very regularly destroy that atmosphere. And we are able to make it almost unlivable. To that extent, we have progressed. So, O Lord, you are the protector providing everything for our survival. Again, Pranashakti, Hiranyagarbha, Ishwara. Mantra 12. Yate tanurvachi pratishtita ya shrotre ya cha chakshushi ya cha manasi santata shivam tam kurumot kramihi. So in all the five jnanendriyas, five karmendriyas and four antakkaranani, you know, mano, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, all those inner equipments like the, you know, electricity in different electrical gadgets. So gadgets are many and varied, but they all become live and functional only because of what? The power of electricity. That is why that cable or wire is called a live wire. They all become live because of that live wire. Similarly, all the sense organs are alive and functional because of only one prana shakti. It is inherent in all. But the organs, they did not recognize the glory. You have to just remember the story we said earlier. We have got a parallel story in Kaya Upanishad also I mentioned. We saw that earlier also in the previous webinar. So Vayu, Agni, etc., they represent all the Indriya Devatas only. Neither Indriyas can function, nor the Devatas can function without that Ishwara Shakti. That parallel idea is here. So Vachi Te Tanuhu Pratishtita. In the Vag Indriyam, in the organ of speech, it is able to talk. Because of prana shakti only. And the value of talking we will know only we cannot talk. Otherwise, we will talk non-stop. Because there is no tax for talking. They say losing our talking power is like losing eyes and ears and several organs simultaneously. That's what doctors say. Because you want to respond. You have several ideas. You may have admiration. You want to, but you will not be able to do it. Then only a person will appreciate the power of speech. Some people lose their speech temporarily because of some stroke or some problem. And they have to struggle so much. They talk about that pain they went through once they recover. Therefore, very powerful and important organ is vak, the speaking ability. Because of prana shakti, tanuhu, prana shakti. So, vachi pratishtita. That is present in vak, in the speaking organ. Then, yastrotre, Shrotra means, again, it's very important for our class especially, because every organ functions. And for example, if every organ functions except the ears, means what I can be talking, you may not hear anything. Therefore, Shrotrendriyam is very important. So, Shrotre Yacha Chakshusha, Chakshus. Chakshus means the eye. And above all, Yacha Manasi Santata. Manasi Santata, mind has to function. Otherwise, you know, it will be like an Alzheimer's disease or dementia or some of those. A function that forgets even one's own identity. This is living death almost. Because one is alive but cannot identify, recognize even his own wife or children or husband or something. We do not know the value of mind again. That is also there because of what? Prana Shakti. So, thus, Te. Te means again, Pranasya Tanuhu, that Shaktihi, or Swarupam, Sarvatra Santata. That is everywhere. And now, what are they doing? They are about to quit. Because all of them, they are about to fight and they are about to quit. But do you remember the beginning of the story really? Because Prana asked, who is the greatest one? If you remember that story, they all said, each one is great. Then Prana got wild and he was about to quit. And therefore, remember, Prana Shakti in every organ is about to walk out in protest. That is the position now. It's all about to walk out. Therefore, now all the organs, they say, let them not walk out. Let not the Prana Shakti from each one of us walk out. So let them, that means what, Prana Shakti in each one of them, let it remain. Let them remain in the sense organs. So Shivam Kuru, Shivam Kuru. Shiva here means Shantam. Pacify them, console them, and ask the Prana Shakti to remain in the respective organs. Ma Utkrami, may you not leave the organs. Up to this, all in quotation. Then mantra number 13. Pranasyedam vashe sarvam tridiveyat pratishtitam mateva putran rakshasva shrischa prajnancha videhina iti. Now the prana stuti by sense organs, that is concluded. All glorifying prana shakti. Idam sarvam pranasya vashe vartate. The entire creation, idam sarvam, entire creation, both at the micro level and macro levels, is in the control of Hiranyagarbha or the samashti prana, the total prana tattvam. And idam, idam means pratyaksha, the prapancha, the entire cosmos available for our perception. According to Shastras, there are higher lokas. There is Bhuvar loka, Suvar loka, they are also there. Now the organs point out, not only they are maintained by Prana Shakti, the higher lokas also are maintained by the same Prana Shakti Tattva only. Therefore, Tridive means Swarga Loke, Yat Pratishtitam. Whatever is there in the Swarga Loka also, there also sense objects are there, Vishayas are there, and sense objects. So, they are all Bokya Prapancha, they are all there. Tata Api Pranasya Vashe. They are also under the control of prana only, pranasya vashe. And therefore, what is the prayer? O Lord, protect us. So, rakshasva, may you protect all of us unconditionally. Like what? Mata putran iva. Just as mother, protects all the children, putras, especially in the initial stages. Putra means boys and girls, children. Especially in the initial stages, the children, they do not know what the contribution of a mother is. Therefore, children do not even know to admire the mother. At least having grown up, we can do that also. But many times children refuse to even do that thing to the parents. But as children, everything we needed, the mother gave. Because no organ was able to function. Turning round and turning up, anything it cannot do. It was just only, as a baby, it was just lying down. The baby knows only one thing for everything, it has to cry. The mother has to discern, infer whether it is an ant biting the child or whether the child cries out of hunger or the child wants to sleep. The mother has to infer. Just as a mother cares without expecting anything from the child, because children are all innocent. Similarly, here, all these organs, they say, we are all innocent. We don't even know the full glory of of you, O Lord Pranashakti, you have to protect all of us. Mata Putran Iva Rakshasva. Asman Rakshasva. And not only should you protect, for life we require three things. What are the things we need? Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. These are the three basic Shaktis we need. Durga, health. Lakshmi, wealth. Saraswati, wisdom. So health, wealth and wisdom, all these three we need. If any one of them is missing, the other two will get affected because all these are interconnected. Until now, we asked help from Pranashakti. Now we ask for the other two also. What is that? Shrischa, Shrihi. Shrihi means wealth. And Prajnacha. Prajna means wisdom, knowledge. So health was said in the previous mantra. So may you give health, wealth and wisdom. Because all these Shaktis, three Shaktis, are expression of one Prana Shakti alone. Prana alone is expressing in the form of health, wealth and wisdom. How? If you ask, only when we have health and work, then alone we can produce wealth. To produce wealth, we require health and strength, which comes from prana only. Therefore, may we have health, wealth and wisdom to utilize the wealth properly. So it's a beautiful prayer. From 5 to 13, the entire portion, they are all beautiful prayers. So even if you cannot chant the whole thing, if you want to choose only one, this prayer 13 is very beautiful. Mateva Putran Rakshaswa Shrischa Prajnamcha. What a beautiful prayer. Like the mother protects the child. Please protect us. Videhi, bestow upon us. It's a beautiful, you know. Videhi, bestow upon us. Naha, upon us. Not singular, but plural. So that means what? When you do the prayer, it will go to the entire family members and also all those close to us, kith and kin. All our prayers are in plural. It indicating that we pray for all around glory, all around welfare. So with this, the second chapter of Prashnoparishit also is over. Now we will enter the third chapter. So the disciple of the second chapter, if you remember, it is Bhargava. So that person is very happy. So he got the answer for his question. Now the third disciple, he comes. Each one comes in order. So chapter 3, mantra 1, let us read. Atahainam kaushalyaschashvalayanaha prapracham bhagavan kuta yesha prana jayate katam ayatyasmin sharire atmanam vapravibhajyam katam pratishtate kenotkramate katam vahyamabhidate katam adhyatmamithi. Ataha means after the second disciple withdrew. After Bhargava, he withdrew his question because he got the answer. So he withdrew, sat back. Then came Kaushalya Ashwalayanaha. Both are the names of one student. If you remember, he comes from the Kaushala Desha. So Kaushalya. And his name is Ashwalayanaha. So that student came. Ashwalayana was the disciple in Kaivalya Upanishad also. Actually, we have not done that portion. But there is another Upanishad called Kaivalya Upanishad. Another important Upanishad. So I don't know whether I'll be able to do it. But if I do it, I may quote things from there. So, Atam Ashwalayanam Bhagavantam Parameshtinam Upasametyo Vacha. So, Ashwalayana is a very, very great rishi himself. And he also asked about prana. Because if prana is so great, I want to know the biography of prana. So, he wants to go even more details. So, he wants to know how prana came about into existence. Kutaha yesha pranaha jayate. Not as an individual prana, but the prana shakti itself at the cosmic level. How did it come from? How did the life principle originate? It is a very big question for modern science. Still, they don't have an answer. They know the arrival of matter. They don't know how matter has converted into life. That methodology they don't know. If known, naturally one can take, you know, some matter and produce life, right? We are not able to do it, even conversion of inorganic matter into organic matter that easily. Therefore, the Vedanti question is, how did life come into being? Kutaha. From what source? Yeshaha pranaha jayate iti yenam papracha. Yenam refers to the guru here. Guru is what? Guru is Pipalada. His name is not given. Yenam. The name of the guru is Pipalada. Pipalada Rishi. So, that is question number one. Then question number 2 is what? Katham ayati asmin sharire. How prana shakti enters the physical body, gets associated with the physical body. Body becomes alive because of prana sambandha only. The body becomes dead once prana viyoga takes place. When the prana goes away, body is dead. And once it has entered the body, even though prana shakti is one, at once that prana shakti gets divided into fivefold faculties. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. So these five alone, they maintain the mechanism of the body's life process, the physiological functions. We mentioned about it earlier many times. So the details of the pancha prana here itself, they will also come. That fivefold prana is there. That is why every time we eat food, we offer food to God. How? Prana, yaswaha, apana, yaswaha, all that. So each one we thank. And Brahmane swaha. So Brahma here means the samashti prana, the total prana shakti, the Hiranyagarbha tattvam, the original source. So katham ayate asmin sharire atmanam vam pravibhajya. So that is question number 3. Here the word atmanam katham ayat. So the word atmanam here is a reflexive pronoun. Pranaha, prana divides itself. Not Sachidananda Atma here. Prana itself is the atmanam pravibhajya, dividing into 5. Okay. And when the fivefold prana is functioning, we are alive and kicking. Any one of them gets affected, hospital, in and out, go in, go out all the time. That's what the problem is. So when you get problem in one of them, when other problem comes, we feel this is much better. When you get the other, you feel this better. This is normally human psychology. So each one is very important. And having supported the body for some time, it leaves the body. Kena utkramate. How this prana leaves? Through what path does the prana leave the body? At the time of death. So how is it born? How does it come? How does it remain? How does it quit? Everything regarding prana shakti. And katham bahyam abhidate katham adhyatmam. How does it sustain the inner world? And how does it sustain the outer world? Bahya and adhyatmam. So at micro level, prana sustains inner world. At macro level, it sustains the outer world. How does the prana do that? So these are all the 6 questions. And what does the guru say? He says this is a mysterious topic normally, not answered because origin of life is a very mysterious thing. Veda alone has got its own unique answer to the origin of life. Modern science has not resolved. And what is that answer the guru Pipalada says? Mantra number 2. Chapter 3. Tasmai saho vacham ati prashnan prichasi brahmishto siti tasmateham bravimi tasmai saha uvacha. Saha is Pipalada Rishi. Tasmai. So Ashwalayanayam. So for him, to the student Ashwalayanam, uvacha addressed. Ati prashnan prichati. You are asking a difficult question. Difficult questions you are asking, which cannot be easily deciphered or answered. Because the question regarding prana means what? Question regarding the entire origin of life itself. It's very complex. So, brahmishtaha asi. You should be an expert. You are an expert Vedic scholar. So, brahma vittamaha. So, brahmishtaha. Brahma here means Veda. Very careful. So, brahma is not Siddhanta Atma here. It's Veda. So, brahmishtaha means, so you are brahma vittamaha. You are the greatest scholar. Or Veda vittamaha. Therefore, I can answer you. Tasmat. Therefore, te aham bravimi. I shall give you the reply regarding the origin of life. Mantra number 3. Atmana yesha prano jayate yataisha purushe chayais tasmin yeta datatam. Manokrite nayati asmin sharire. What is the answer? So the first question is, how prana did originate? From where? Kutaha atmanaha yeshaha pranaha jayate. Atma. Atma means here Brahman. So the Chaitanya Tattvam. So from Brahma alone, Pranaha is born. Prana is born from Brahman. The details are not given here, but we have to remember Tattva Bodha and see the details there. So that's why I keep telling you, please refresh Tattva Bodha. In Brahman, there is a unique power called the Maya Shakti, which is compared to a chaya. Chaya means a shade. Chaya, chaya, shade of a tree or shade of anything is called chaya, shadow. Maya is compared to a chaya. In fact, Surya has got two wives. One is called Chaya, another is called Suvarchala. Because one side of Surya, there is light. Where there is earth on the other side, there is chaya. So the darkness is nothing but the chaya of the earth caused by sun. So, and what is the nature of darkness? Darkness is a unique thing. If you really look at darkness, it's a unique thing we experience. But it is not a substance we can handle. Chaya is what? Shade, that is darkness. It is something we all experience. What is the proof? We experience it, that's the proof. But we can never prove darkness as an existent substance. Therefore, if one asks, darkness come under existent category or non-existent category, we cannot say it is existent because there is no thing called darkness. Then, can you say it is non-existent? That also we cannot say because we experience it. So, not only experience, darkness covers the objects also. Things in darkness are not experienced by us. Why? Darkness covers them. Therefore, you cannot say it is non-existent also. So, you cannot say it is existent also. Therefore, darkness comes under seemingly existent category. So, darkness is the best example for mithya. And another word for darkness is chaya. Therefore, maya is like chaya in Brahman. It is there, it is really not there also. So, from that maya shakti alone, which is mithya category, so from mithya maya, panchabhutani, the five elements, they came. And from the five elements, then sattva, rajo, tamo, tamo guna, all of the various things, they were all created. And prana shakti is born out of the total rajasic power of five elements. All care of tattva bodha. I am just only stating all those facts because they were all given in detail in tattva bodha. We have already seen it so many times. So, please refresh tattva bodha. So, pranaha is also satyam or mithya now. All panchabhutani are also chaya. What is world? World also is chaya. So everything is chaya only. Chaya or mithya. And all of them are material in nature. Because maya being jadam, everything that originates from maya also will be jadam, inert. But among all these jadavastu, inert vastus, prana is unique. Like various objects are there, for example. And you have got a mirror also. It's also another object made of material, inert material. So, objects and mirror, they both are made up of matter. But what is the difference between them? In mirror, I can look at my face. Mirror is able to reflect things, but others cannot do that. Similarly, prana is a unique mirror like material product. It is matter. Capable of what? Local mirror can reflect my face. Prana mirror can reflect the consciousness principle. This reflected consciousness is called life. Thus, prana does not produce consciousness. Then prana matter cannot produce, because matter cannot produce consciousness. And thank God, consciousness need not be produced. You know why? Atmanaham, Atma is made up of its consciousness. Therefore, original consciousness is always there, need not be produced. Prana is the unique mirror which reflects the original consciousness, which other elements cannot do, like a mirror. Akasha cannot, Vayu cannot, Agni cannot, stone cannot, none of them can reflect. But prana is capable of manifesting consciousness. So, Pratibimba Chaitanyam is called life. For that, the only candidate is what? Prana. So, once prana reflects life, then it will go into other products. From prana, jnanendriyas, karmendriyas, the entire sukshma shariram, they all get life. From sukshma shariram, this body, the stula shariram gets life. This is how life originates in the creation. That is said here, yata yesha chaya purushe. just as a man or a human being is associated with a shadow. Similarly, from Atma, the shadow of Prana comes. Shadow of Maya doesn't come. Maya shadow is always there. But Prana is subject to origination from Maya. Maya is always there, but Prana is subject to origination from Maya. And once that comes, one more point is what? Since Maya or Prana, etc., do not have original existence of their own, they are only seemingly existent, they all require a support. A shadow always requires a support. An Adhara, if a person is not there, there is no shadow. And what is the Adhara? Atma is the Adharam, the Adhishtanam, support for Mithya Maya. So Mithya Panchabhutani, Mithya Pranaha, Mithya Shariram. In fact, the entire Mithya Prapancha, the support for all of them is Atma. So the life is like, for example, a movie. Right? The movie example you have seen many times. And Atma is like what? Is the screen. Then what is the next question? On what basis Prana gets associated with the body? Shariram. How does Prana, Sharira, Sanyoga? That takes place. Association with body. Prana can represent Sukshma Shariram. Sukshma Shariram, Stula Shariram, that Samyoga, that takes place. Because only when Prana and body are together, one is alive. The moment Prana decides to leave the body, say bye-bye, body becomes what? A corpse. Therefore, their coexistence, Prana and the body's coexistence alone determines life. Their separation causes death. Therefore, what makes Prana and body to come together, to be together? And what is the answer? Manokritena ayati asmin sharire. Mantra number 3, second line. After etasmin etat atatam, with that etat atatam, the first question is answered. So, manokritena, that is the answer to the second question. What is the answer he gives? The coexistence of Sukshma Shariram and Stula Shariram is caused by, is determined by what? By karma. Any topic ultimately has to come to karma. Because all events of creation are determined by the past karma as well as the present karma. Karma alone determines when the Sukshma Shariram, Stula Shariram, they should get connected. How long they should be together and when they should be separated. Karma decides all of them. Doctors don't decide. That is why when the doctor says that this person will live long, the person may die next day. For another person, they may say, can call all your relatives. You know, I give only 6 hours time. And from all over, all the people might come also. They may come and wait. But this person goes. I know practical instances of very known people whom the doctors already declared the person is going to live for another maybe 1 hour, maximum 2 hours. And they even called the priest and recited the Karna Mantra on his ears and all that thing in the hospital itself. All those things happened. The person later came out, lived for another 5-6 years. He had also had his Satabhishekam and all that thing. So all these things happen. Actually, for another great, great statesman in India, even it was announced in the assembly that the person is no more. But the person came back and the person was alive for another several years, I guess, perhaps. I don't know, a few more years. So even though medically it is a miracle, people survive. Why? Karma. Whose karma? Not only this person's karma, as well as the person who is the caregiver, their karma also. So karma decides the life of an individual. Then the question is what? How does karma come? He says karma is born out of a human being's free will and deliberation. So, manokritena ayati. Manokritam, manaha, manaha kritam. Manaha here means mind. By the mind alone, karma is done. Not only directly by the mind, indirectly also. The mind alone says, do this, do that. Prompted by sankalpa, ragadvesha. Therefore, all the karmas are because of ragadvesha. In another language, actually, if you remember the Gita's language, Bhagavad Gita language, kama yesha krodha yesha rajoguna samudbhavaha mahashano maha papma vidyenamiha vairihinam. So this is the third chapter sloka. So therefore, through sankalpa and karma, the life comes into existence. So manokritena sankalpa kritena karmana tat phalena asmin sharire ayati. So prana gets associated with this particular body. This is answer to question number 2, karma. Incidentally, what is aside note? That also we have to just to note. Bhagavan is not responsible. He only indirectly unites the people and the bodies. And Bhagavan does all this not because of his own ragadvesha, but he happens to be what? The karma phala data. The giver of karma phalam. He is in charge of giving the karma phalam. Therefore, without partiality, he unites people. Why we have such people around? Our own karma. Why we have good people around? Bad people around? Our own karma. And therefore, Bhagavan, being indirect, he is called Samanya Karanam. The Lord is called the Samanya Karanam because he is the Karanam for everybody's thing. And our karmas, being the direct cause, we are called Vishesha Karanam. So we are all Vishesha Karanam, our karmas. And God, the Karma Paladata, he is Samanya Karanam, the common cause, general cause. Thus, Samanya Karanam and Vishesha Karanam together makes all this event happen. Remember, if you are together in the class discussing Prashnopanishad, why some people have come and why many have not come, that is also karma. So, this is with this, the second question also is answered. And now we have to enter the third question. Maybe I will do it in the... Yeah, it will take some time. I will do it in the next class. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leenasya parasa maheshwaraha. Sri Krishna arpanamastu narayana.